I have, I'm having my guys call all the 60 clients and say that we had unprecedented volume day. As a result, there are about 60 clients that are impacted from a wire perspective. You happen to be one of them, you can let the money sit uninvested overnight, or you can just cancel your redemption and leave it in the fund.
Good job, John.
So, good job. We'll see what the fuck happened. I'm not letting this thing out in the Wall Street Journal, dude. Yeah. There's no way. We have to manage this. So let's just see what happens. One thing. Did you get any update from State Street?
Yeah, they're not. I'm sorry. I just got the phone with them about 5 minutes ago, and somebody else called. We're trying to work on a reverse repo on. No, State Street cannot do anything. They will not go to the Fed window on our behalf, and they will not. Yeah, that's what I said. And they will not do a reverse with us because the way they describe it is the same as the way Pat described it. The way they look at it is just moving money from one account to another, which I think is bullshit. They could have called their dealer operation, and we could have just segregated and moved the collateral over to a third party. And, I mean, it would have been so much easier. But anyway, we've got Barclays working on this. We just sent Barclays a copy of the portfolio. We're pretty confident that we'll get something done with them tomorrow upwards of $5 billion.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so
let's free up some collateral. We'll get some of these wires up first thing in the morning. And then, State Street.
Yeah.
I appreciate everyone's being polite to them. We're not going to be polite tomorrow.
No. Bruce was playing the elder statesman there, but, this is bullshit. They work for us, and they could have done a hell of a lot more.
Okay.
All right, I'll talk to you later. All right.
All right.
Bye.